Carolee, please welcome her.
Oh boy, you guys have told great stories tonight. Well, actually, you started my story. My story starts with the fact that my mother named me Carolee, spelled C-A-R-O-L-I-E, because she thought it sounded very musical. And I suspect that that motivated me all my childhood to try to get her approval, which was very difficult to get, if ever, by being musical. So I've been a singer all my life. And I started out first with all the musicals from the 40s and the 50s, and it was Oklahoma, and I was the I Can't Say No girl, sang for the Portland, Oregon Civic Auditorium one night, sang I Can't Say No, had laryngitis, and came out of the laryngitis enough to belt that song out, and then I came back with laryngitis again. Did all the musicals. To this day, I know every lyric of every musical during the 40s and 50s. And then I got married to my psychology professor, and we had, 4 years later, started having a family, and by the time I was into singing opera, which I did quite a lot of, particularly Puccini and Lakmé and different ones, he was a medical student, and I had three babies, all under the age of five. And so when he would be in the back of our, we lived in Berkeley, and you know Berkeley has brown shingle houses, and ours was built up on stilts. It was a really old one. And his desk, roll-top desk, was way in the back of the house. And then there was the kitchen, a middle room, and the kids' room over here, all of them in bunk beds. And then in the front room, I'd close all the doors between all the rooms, and I'd turn on Puccini, and I would sing. And I could do Rudolfo and everything from the bass clear to the, well, I'm not a very good soprano, but coloratura, not too bad. And I think, gee, I really sound great. I don't want to waste this. And by the way, I was married to the grumpiest, most unpleasant person you could ever imagine. I'm not kidding you. He wasn't a nice guy. And as a doctor, he still wasn't a nice guy. I left him, by the way, in 1963 with four babies to deal with and all that. But meanwhile, getting back to the singing, when I would sing at night, he would say, I don't know why you're singing. It doesn't sound good to me. And he'd close himself off. And I'd say, well, I'm kind of Pollyanna-ish. And so I would say, now somebody better hear this. So I'd open all the windows and the front door. And I'd, oh, they're going to love this. And I'd sing away Puccini, La Bohème. And one night, and this is just the beginning of a not too long story, there'd be a knock at the door one night. And I went to the door, and I thought, oh, somebody's hearing me sing. And I went to the door, and I opened it up, and there was this little old man there, and he said, I beg your pardon, madam, but I live three blocks away from you, and my wife is very ill. Would you please close your windows? That did not dissuade me at all. I closed the windows and kept on singing. So finally, as I'd be hanging out the diapers, we had no piano. Well, yes, we did. I bought it with blue chip stamps, but I'd hang out the diapers, and while I was doing that, I was singing. I'm always singing. And I was decided, by God, I saw an ad in the paper, in Palo Alto, they're going to have an audition for the opera. And I'm going to audition. And it was going to be Carmen. And I thought, I'll do the Habanera in French. My husband was from France. I did a little French. I'm pretty good at it, or used to be. And so as I'm hanging the diapers out, I'm practicing. Now, some of you who are as ancient as I remember a cartoon called Charles Addams. How many here remember the Charles Addams cartoon? Well, here's what it was, kind of in a brief summary. It was about very austere-looking houses that go up three floors, and all the people in them were very skinny and cold and scary people. And they never smiled. It was the Charles Adams family. Yeah, so now you know. The Adams family.
It became a theater.
Really?
I mean, it became a
TV show.
Oh, it did? Okay, we didn't have TV for years, so that's wanted my kids to learn how to deal with boredom and use themselves. Anyway, so I didn't know they had a TV show. Anyway, so I say to my husband, now I like I say, I'm kind of Pollyanna. I never was mean back to him. I always tried to keep things pleasant. I said, I'm going to go across the, we lived in Berkeley, I'm going over to Palo Alto and I'm going to audition for this opera. I'm going to audition for the role of Carmen. As it turned out, I had found out about a week before that I was in my third month with my fourth child. So that doesn't bother me at all, and all the way across, the other three children are in the back of our VW van. We were the first to have a VW van. And my husband would say, I don't know how you're going to do this. You can't sing. And I think I'll do fine. And so we get there, and I walked in this big Charles Adams house, and everybody, they're very sober and serious. And I'm my usual goy, charming self, and I say, I haven't had an opportunity to hear the accompaniment with this, and I was hoping that perhaps we could run it through one time with an accompaniment so I would know when to come in at the proper times as I'm singing this pavignaro. Well, that's going to be impossible. We don't have time for that. No, no way. Do the best you can. So I do the best I can, and it is a full catastrophe. It is so bad. I come in at all the wrong places and get through the song, but it is very, very bad. And at the very end, I decide, oh my God, it's my job to cheer these people up. I have done a terrible job, and I know it, but I need to do something to make them feel okay about it. So I said, that's odd. I do so much better when I practice in the bathtub. And they, without a smile on their face, said back to me, well, Mrs. Sherman, we recommend you confine your singing to the bathtub.